things that challenge the church. All month we're going to be talking about things that challenge the church. And one of the things that challenges the church is immorality. It challenges the church. When we think about our fellowship, 1 John 1:7-9, we know that our fellowship, really 5-9, our fellowship is with the Father. And our fellowship also is with one another, Philippians 2:24-25. And so our fellowship is very important, that joint participation, coming together, being of the same mind, having the same judgment, like precious faith. Our fellowship is so important. And when we think about our fellowship, it's based upon sound doctrine. It's based upon sound teaching. But also, when we consider our fellowship, it's eternal. It's an eternal fellowship. And so when you think about the Church of Christ is challenged with many things. I want you to consider that our message should be one, our message of the church should be one of edification. 1 Corinthians 14:26, we know we're to build up one another in the most holy faith, Jude 20. Our message should be one of reproving and rebuking and exhorting, 2 Timothy 4:1-2. And so sometimes when we are encouraging one another, sometimes when we are reproving, meaning correcting one another, and sometimes you have to be a little sharp with it, you have to rebuke one another. But hopefully that's all under the idea of edification, building up. We're not here to tear down. Well, the church is challenged with many things. And so we have to ask ourselves, what are we challenged with? Well, I want us to consider 1 Corinthians 5. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, we know, according to verse number 10, that in order for us to get away from things in this world, the fornication, the covetousness, the extortion, the idolatry, in our day and time, the language would be the drugs, the alcohol. How about the immodesty? You can't get away from it. It's on your televisions. It's in the mall. It's at the gym. Sometimes it's in the church. And if we're not careful, we won't think anything of it. If we're not careful, we will have fellowship with that which actually is breaking our fellowship. Why? Because it's breaking our thought process. Ponder. When we stop and we consider immodesty, we know that immodesty is seen in different ways. 1 Timothy 2:9, we understand that women ought to be modest. And so depending on who you talk to depends on what modesty is. But however, the Bible clearly demonstrates what modesty is. You ought to be clothed from your shoulders to your knees. Everything ought to be covered. We live in a time where people are not covering everything. Brethren, we have to be mindful of that even amongst us in the fellowship that we have, that we're not causing one another to stumble. But even amongst men, 1 Peter 3:5, we have to think about modesty. In the world, you see men outside, they're running, they don't have any, they don't have a shirt on. Or maybe they're tights, or so tight that it's showing everything. Women the same way. That's in the world that we live in. It cannot be here in the church, knife in main. Brethren, we have to consider that as it relates to what is challenging the church. Immodesty is challenging the church right now. And so when we think about modesty in the world, you see women that are half clothed. You see women running with sports bras. They call them sports bras, but brethren, that's nothing but a bra. Call it what it is. When the midriff is drift is showing, that's not good. That's not right. We shouldn't be showing that. When we think about the tight clothing, when we think about clothing that shows your skin, we have to be careful with that. With the men, we understand that immodesty can be wearing shirts with ungodly logos. Why would a child of God want to wear a shirt that has Budweiser on it or Coors. Why would we even want to wear shirts like that with a woman that is half clad on the back? You're probably thinking, well, where is this coming from, brother? The more that I travel, I see people, they're not thinking. They're just not thinking. We have to be careful. Why? Because it's about influence. It's about influence. The church has been called to holiness. 1 Peter 1, verse 15 and 16. You ask yourself, well, what is holiness? Heard a great lesson at Memphis by Hiram Kemp. A great lesson. Go online, MSOP, type in Hiram Kemp. Wonderful lesson on holiness. You know that every sin is against the holiness of God. God is separate from sin. He's separate from the world. And so God is calling us, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through the end of the chapter, into chapter 7, verse number 1 and 2. Come out from among them and be separate. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Friends, when we think about our responsibility, we have a responsibility to be our brother's keeper. And that requires thought. Remember when Cain killed his brother and God came down and asked, where's your brother? Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, he was. What are we saying? Brethren, we have to be careful when we're coming together in any venue that we're dressing modestly, that we are dressing accordingly, that God is glorified. But most of the people that I talk to, and here's the point that I have, what can we do? Number one, we need to be mindful. A lot of times, I don't think brethren are just thinking. They just don't think about it. They just throw something on and they get on out there. Don't even think about it. But brethren, Christianity is all about thinking. It's a thinking religion. It requires us, as God would talk to those in the Old Testament, consider thy ways. And God is calling us to think. Think. Well, I just didn't think about it. Okay, no problem. Let's think about it and let's correct it. And so as fathers, we have a responsibility. And I remember when our kids were younger, I mean, it's when they walked out the door, be like, what do you got on? You're not walking out with that. Fathers, mothers, we have to be mindful of that. Because if we're not, our children will walk out with just about anything on. And so let's work on that. The world is already doing that. But remember, we can't go out of the world. And we're not supposed to be part of the world in that way. As husbands, we have to help our wives out. As wives, help your husbands out. So what, you're going to go work out? You can't be half clad. Put clothes on. Why? Because we're representing Jesus Christ. We're representing the church of Christ. And when we come to worship, we have to remember, who are we coming to worship? The Father. What are some challenges to the church? Next week, I can't remember who has it, but I believe it's on lies. Lies challenge the church. We see how lies is challenging our nation. Let it not challenge the church. Let us always be people of truth. Let us always be people of modesty. Why? Because we are our brother's keeper. We should be men and women who are professing holiness in the fear of God. Let's be holy. Now, this may not apply to anyone here, but maybe it does. But brethren, if we don't say anything, who will? Who will? Because everyone has a heart to protect. Proverbs 4:23. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want you to consider. All month we're going to be talking about what challenges the church. These things challenge us. If you're not a child of God, what's challenging you right now is your sin. Being in sin. And the only way to come out of sin is to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the appearance of Christ and the kingdom of God. I was talking to a brother in Christ today, and he was talking about how there are some, even in the church now, who are just preaching the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the appearance of Christ. They're not preaching the church of Christ. And so one can be baptized and added to denominationalism. Brethren, that's foolishness. The gospel includes the kingdom of God, Mark 1:14 and 15. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 and 19. You can't have the gospel without the church of Christ. And you can't have the gospel with denominationalism. They don't go hand in hand. Believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins, and God will add you to his son's church. In the church, you must be faithful, must be holy. And as you're being holy, you're going to help the rest of the group to be holy too. Maybe a child of God, you need special prayer. Maybe you haven't been thinking about these things, or maybe you've thought about them, but you allowed them to slip. Brethren, let's keep these in the forefront of our minds and allow God to rest, rule, and abide in our hearts, and we can live our lives in peace with the Lord as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.